happy new comic book day, guys. That's right. New comic books come out today. Go to your local comic shop and pick up your favorite title. I am Troy Stegner, Zia Comics, Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm about to bring you all the nerdy news that you need to know. Since you don't want to see me, I'm going to share my screen. I guess it helps if I minimize myself. We're going to go down here in the bottom corner again. A little smaller. There we go. And we're all set. First item to cover. You guys remember that game Dance Dance Revolution, right? They had I believe it was 9 squares with the different arrows on it, and you had to dance to match to what the arrows were on the screen. Somebody had the great idea, and that somebody is Stampede Ventures. They're going to make a movie based off of Dance Dance Revolution. How can you make a movie on that, you say? Well, let me tell you. It's going to be based on the wildly popular video game. It's going to explore a world on the brink of destruction where the only hope is to unite through the universal language of dance. Stop right there. I already don't want to see it. This sounds like such a hokey idea for a movie. I don't see this doing very well. It might even go straight to DVD. I'm so flabbergasted. Is Hollywood really out of that ideas that bad? Their Stampede will partner with Todd Harris, Mark Markham, Branded Entertainment, and the IP owner Konami. Wow, Konami. How much money did they pay you to use this? That is... maybe it'll surprise me. I doubt it. Just reading the description where dance is the only thing that can save the world, that it's on the brink of destruction. Dumb. I suggest you guys skip that one. Okay, let's go to another movie. Venom. Venom's coming out this week. And we will be doing a movie review on that on Thursday night. So look for that to be up late Thursday, early Friday. You can see what not just we think, but also other audience members. It's been getting mixed reviews. People were coming out saying, hey, it was good. And other people are coming out and just trashing it, saying it was garbage. I haven't seen too many reviews in the middle. It's one way or the other, it seems. Even so, it is still on track to break records this weekend for openings in October. If it stays on track, it will make 60 to 65 million. That's domestic. I think the record was Gravity, which had a little over almost 55.7 million. So if they can pull that off, that's not bad for a movie that people have been talking smack about for quite some time. I'm holding out hope. I like Tom Hardy. I like most of the movies I've seen him in. I hope so this doesn't go the route of other Sony superhero movies and be kind of lackluster. We'll see, because they have plans to expand the Spider-Man universe beyond just Venom. They are talking about having other characters like Black Cat and Silver Sable were talked about. Just other ones. I'd love to see a Carnage. I'd like to see them maybe even bring Spider-Man into one of those movies, since they're mostly Spider-Man characters. Anyway, Venom, even though it's been getting bad press, it's on track to break October box office records. Sons of Anarchy fans. I think I've told you already they had a spinoff for the Mayans Motorcycle Club. It's called Mayans MC. They were one of the, I don't want to say villains. They were one of the antagonists. They were one of the big groups in Sons of Anarchy that went up against the Sons. Mostly Latino-based bike gang there in Southern California. Their first season on FX did pretty well. I mean, better than they expected, and they already renewed it for season two. So we're going to get a second season of the Mayans MC. Like I told you before, it's set post-Jax Teller, so you probably won't see Jackson. If you do, it'll probably be in a flashback. You might see some of the other Sons of Anarchy members. You might see a lot of the ones that are actually dead now in flashbacks also. I haven't actually watched it myself yet. It's on my list of things to watch. I'm so far behind on my DVR. But I've talked to a few people and they've all seemed to have good things to say. So check out Mayans MC Season 1 so you'll be ready next year for Season 2. Here's some cancellation sad news. This is proof that everything Robert Kirkman touches does not turn to gold. Outcast is been canceled on Cinemax after 2 seasons. Now, you can't blame that solely on Robert Kirkman. Cinemax did some really dumb stuff here promoting it. Like, they held Season 2 for the Season 2 finale. Following it. Yeah, they held Season 2 for a couple years before they aired it. So any momentum it built out of Season 1 kind of probably died off. I didn't see a whole lot of promotion for Outcast. I think they missed out on that. It's a good comic. I've been keeping up somewhat with the comic. It's not bad. It's, you know, about demon possession type stuff. The comic book currently is on hiatus. The next issue is coming out in December. You guys can pick up the trade paperbacks and catch up on them really quick, but you won't get a third season. They waited so long, like it says here, it made it difficult because a lot of the actors' contracts had lapsed and other things happened that Cinemax did not help Outcast at all. So no more Outcast. Let's jump over to the world of collectibles. If you played Metal Gear Solid, you probably recognize this character right here, Psycho Mantis. This is a statue by First Four Figures. It's going for, like it says here, $575. It is on pre-order. There's a payment plan. Estimated arrival July to September 2019. And I will put a link to this in the descriptions so my auditory-only podcast friends can check this out at their leisure. This Psycho Mantis, it's 26 inches high. It is just, if you played the game, it's kind of chilling to see this figure. Doesn't have a lot of interchangeable stuff. I mean, it's just got the one head sculpt, and you can't change anything. So what you see is what you get. Let me show you some pictures from Sideshow on Psycho Mantis. Yeah, he's a bad dude, mind control, can cause hallucinations. Yeah, just overall not somebody you really want to have to fight. But hey, guess what? You might have to. I don't know why they gave us a gratuitous picture of his butt, but there it is. He's got that voluptuous, I guess you would call it Nightwing type butt. But yeah, it's a really detailed sculpt. I can't find anything really bad to say about it. Oh, I just noticed that there's a body wrapped up underneath him. The only thing I would say about this figure compared to other stuff from Sideshow is there's no interchangeable pieces. It can't be customized by you at all. But other than that, it's a really nice piece. So Psycho Mantis by First Four Figures. Game of Thrones fans, while you guys are waiting for the next season, which I believe is 2019 they're saying now, maybe even 2020, you can pick this nice piece up if you watched the last season when Cersei took the throne. This is her crown. It is a replica of her crown by Factory Entertainment, going for around $200. Payment plan, pre-order, comes out April to June of 2019. A nice little touch they got here is the stand that the crown is sitting on is actually 4 iron swords popping out of stand and the crown rests on the hilts. It's a nice little conversation piece. It is pretty much an exact replica of the crown she has on the show. So there you go, Game of Thrones guys. Okay, Guyver, the BioBoosted Armor Collectibles. This is the Guyver 3 Ultimate version by Prime 1 Studios. It is part of their Ultimate Premium Masterline series. And it is limited to only 750 pieces worldwide. It's a little pricey, you know, over $1,200. It's $1,249. But they do have a payment plan, so you can start making payments now. It's on pre-order. Estimated arrival is not coming out for some time, guys. It's not coming out till February 2020 to April 2020. You got plenty of time to kick that payment plan in and get it paid off before it comes out. This is a 32-inch tall statue, including, you know, from the base to the top of his head. The actual, the bust that comes with it, you see here, that I didn't tell you that. It does come with a bust. It's 14 inches tall. Cool thing is, it does have some interchangeable parts, like most Sideshow stuff. Two interchangeable right arms, two interchangeable left arms, interchangeable pair of high-frequency swords, extended, you can see, and the bust. Supposedly, from what I'm reading, this bust you can swap out with the torso up here, so you can completely change his stance, which is kind of cool. You know, he's already beaten Gregol here. And you can either have him standing over with the swords or arms crossed doing his badass pose. Let me show you some pictures of this up close like. Okay, here he is with the sword stepping on top of his adversary. Yeah, this is a... Oh, you got something cut off of the back of guy's head there. It's a, if you're like Guyver, it's a very good representation of that character. Here's the bust. I'm guessing it pops off the stand here somewhere so you can pop it onto the actual figure. And looking at this, I'm guessing it's going to be right underneath the chest area here. Probably pops off that stand. And you can put him on, actually, you can put him on here because this is the pose from that bust. So here is that bust piece on the body rather than the normal piece. So I kind of like that, the arms crossed. Yeah, I like that pose. And it's pretty seamless. I can't really see where, maybe right here's the line. I don't know. But yeah, you can't really tell. They did a good job. Yeah, here's the swappable parts. Arm outstretched, arm down. Arm kind of crooked at a 90 degree angle. Yeah. Yeah, Guyver fans, you're going to like this. I like it. And I'm not a Guyver fan. Okay, guys. Let's go on to He-Man. Mondo, who is more known for basically their silkscreen, their prints and stuff. They are putting out a high-end action figure line from He-Man. Yeah, they are 1/6 scale. Right now, they're putting out Prince Adam / He-Man. As you can see, there's tons of accessories here. A couple different sets of hands, lots of weapons, axes, swords, guns. He actually has guns. A shield, a couple different heads. And they're saying the outfit, a lot of cloth pieces instead of just the molded plastic to make it more realistic. I kind of like when they do that. This thing has over 30 points of articulation. That is crazy. You can pose him in all kinds of different ways. They're also going to be putting out one for Skeletor, Man-at-Arms, Merman, and more. I'm not sure what the "and more" is, but He-Man is a very popular license. The He-Man toys typically go bro. He-Man even has its own little convention where they talk about all the upcoming stuff. So I imagine these will be gone pretty quick. So if you're a big He-Man fan, you might want to check out Mondo and get these when they come out for sale. All right, guys, Toys R Us. Toys R Us is now saying they're not going to go bankrupt. They have opted out of the bankruptcy auction. They don't want to sell the name or the intellectual properties to go with it. They are intending to revive the business, the Toys R Us and Babies R Us brands. Crazy. It's not like they weren't getting bids. They had several qualifying bids that they turned down because none of those allowed them to revive the company brand. They are dead set on bringing Toys R Us back. And when I was growing up until, you know, they went belly up here just recently, they were the go-to place for toys. If you thought toys, that was pretty much what you did. You went to Toys R Us. They closed over 800 stores in the U.S. No word yet on how they're going to revive this. I know they want to maintain the registry and the online sales and keep their licenses active, because I guess they have a ton of licenses associated with Toys R Us. So they're going to invest and create new domestic retail operating businesses that will continue to operate under the brand name. We'll see. Stuff like that doesn't happen overnight, so don't get too anxious. You might see it sometime next year. So Toys R Us may be coming back. Okay, if you watched Force Awakens, which most of you probably did, judging by the box office, you noticed that Princess Leia was no longer Princess Leia. She was General Leia Organa. Never really explained when or how she got that promotion. Well, if you pick up the new Star Wars comic, number 55, I believe it comes out today, you'll get to see that. Marvel. Ever since Disney bought Marvel and Star Wars and everything, Disney basically said, from this point on, there's no, you know, everything that we do from here on is going to be considered canon. No extended universe and all this other garbage they used to have. If it's an official product, it will be canon. Marvel Comics is canon. So the things that happen in Marvel Comics, you can write it in stone. That is what has happened. So I'm not going to spoil it too much for you. Just pick up issue number 55. You'll get to see Princess Leia be promoted to general. And Luke and Han get promotions also. So you can check that out and see what they got promoted to when they report back to Mon Mothma way back. That's kind of interesting. Like I said, pick up Star Wars comics. They are considered canon now. Fight Club. First rule of Fight Club is we're going to talk about Fight Club. They had the movie, of course, based on the novel by Chuck Palahniuk. Very popular movie. Did very well. It was a really good movie. After that, they had a Dark Horse comic book series for Fight Club 2. It still had Tyler Durden in it. A lot of the other characters came back. And that did so well for them, they decided, hey, let's do Fight Club 3. So January 2019, you're going to see Fight Club 3. The his little group kind of changed. They are going to be called Rise or Die now. It's going to be a 12-issue maxi series, mostly revolving around Marla. I'm sure you guys remember Marla if you watched the movie. His Project Mayhem, like I told you, is now being called Rise or Die. Still have crazy ass Tyler Durden, but you know, they gave a name to, in Fight Club 2, they gave a name to the narrator, Balthazar. So you got Balthazar and Durden and Marla all mixed up in there. So January 30th, 2019, Fight Club 3. We'll see if it can follow on the trails of the first and second. I hold out hope. Harry Potter RPG. Somebody accidentally, they probably didn't do it accidentally. Somebody leaked footage of the new Harry Potter RPG. It kind of what they've told us is it centers around in the 1800s around a new student, fifth year student. He goes on to explore some stuff in the Forbidden Forest with one of the professors, Eleazar Fig. It's supposed to be an open world exploration. So basically anything in the game you can interact with. You want to cut down a tree, you're supposed to be able to cut down a tree. You want to cast spells on just innocent people standing by, you're supposed to be able to do that. So, like I said, open world exploration. You can perfect your spells. So, obviously, you don't just walk out there with a handful of spells. You have to, just like a real student, practice and learn them. Spells, potions, you fight off supernatural enemies, explore Hogwarts. A branching storyline. You can choose all kinds of different ways to go, pick different allies, enemies, pick your house alignment and your moral alignment. It sounds, for Harry Potter fans, it sounds like heaven. It's basically putting you as a student in Hogwarts. And what Harry Potter fan has not wanted to do that? Walk down the halls of Hogwarts, making your own enemies, allies, learning whatever spells you want. It sounds crazy. It's almost going to be like Harry Potter meets World of Warcraft type. I'm really looking forward to this. I might actually play this. I quit playing World of Warcraft because it was too much of a time suck and real life got in the way. So it looks like I have something else now that I'll be able to waste my time on. Harry Potter RPG. Okay, that is the last of the articles I have for you guys. Oops. Wow, I can't get this done right, can I? I will maximize myself. Yep, there we are. Technology is a great thing when you know how to use it. Obviously, I don't. And there we go. I am centered again. Okay. As always, I want to thank you guys for watching. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Press that bell icon to be notified whenever I put up a new video. If you're one of my auditory-only podcast friends, please subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.